This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
They say this might help. Investigators say they found the piece of that airplane that blew off a Boeing airliner over Oregon on Friday. They're hoping it will provide physical evidence of what went wrong. The FAA has grounded Boeing 737 MAX 9 jets until they're inspected around the door plug. Much of the nation's going to be wrestling with a big storm this week. The National Weather Service says there'll be snow in the Plain States today, and it'll move into the Midwest tonight and Tuesday. There'll also be heavy snow in the Northeast Tuesday. Allison Conley is in Cambridge, Massachusetts. She says she thinks global warming is part of the reason they're getting less snow than they're used to.
I think it's super alarming. Big climate change person myself, so I think it is very weird, but I don't know. From a selfish side, it's like kind of nice to not have snow.
Allison Conley in Massachusetts. Now to the Golden Globe Awards, the AP's Margie Zarletta.
Oppenheimer led the winners at the Golden Globe Awards with 5.
We're in a race against the Nazis.
Oppenheimer won Best Movie Drama and Best Director for Christopher Nolan. He says the movie was truly a collaborative effort.
I can only accept this on behalf of people. As directors, we bring people together and we try and get them to give of their best.
Audio courtesy of Golden Globes and Dick Clark Productions. Poor Things upset Barbie to win Best Movie Comedy. Lily Gladstone is the first Indigenous winner to win for Female Actor in a Movie Drama for Killers of the Flower Moon. In TV categories, Succession won for TV Drama and The Bear for TV Comedy. I'm Archie Zarletta.
In Washington, Republicans and Democrats in Congress are speaking out about the secrecy surrounding Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's hospital stay. They're concerned about the fact that the president and top leaders were kept in the dark about it for days. This is AP News. An agreement on money.
An initial agreement's been announced in Washington to head off a federal government shutdown. The White House and congressional leaders say they've reached an agreement on top-line spending levels for the current fiscal year. President Biden says it puts them one step closer to preventing what he calls a needless government shutdown and protects important national priorities. Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson says it's the most favorable budget agreement Republicans have achieved in over a decade, with sharper reductions than what was in a previous deal. Congressional negotiators needed to agree on overall spending levels so that appropriators can write the bills that set the line-by-line funding for federal agencies. The funding for some was set to run out January 19th. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.